MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Wow, but down, bow down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for the Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something, something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about olive fucking garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God. What are you
I meant
doing?
I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get, off the now get off the microphone while I talk to my pal.
I have only loved one woman. Only one. My entire life. Your sister.
And welcome to the Game of Thrones after show. Today is May. What is today? May 19th?
I don't know, but they're probably going to get it May 26th, the day after the show has been happening. How about we speed up these things so the fans get it early so they're not an episode behind?
Some of us have regular jobs.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
you
Dutch.
Passive aggressive, you got it.
Sorry, Dutch. Didn't realize.
I like passive-aggressive Ukrainian.
School yachts and go to a work release program for a month.
Well, fair enough.
Whoa.
Ah, Game of Thrones. That was a really good episode. Mockingbird was the title, I believe.
Was it?
Yeah, it was Mockingbird. I'm almost positive.
HIV positive. Got him.
And also, if you didn't notice, they changed the actor who plays the Mountain. It's a different person now.
They did, didn't they?
Yup, it's a different person. And it's like one of the 25-year... He's 25 years old. He's one of those like... World's strongest man, like the second strongest man in the world. He's 400 pounds and 6'9". I don't know his name, though, but he's big. He's a big boy.
Who played him in the earliest seasons? Anybody we know?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly, but it was so memorable. When I look at him on Wikipedia, I didn't even remember the guy's name.
I'm looking.
What I thought interesting about that whole thing was that he was just holding up a two-handed broadsword with one hand like it was nothing. And just killing people, just murdering people.
He did have a 5.5-foot
long... They're all just lining up.
Yeah. Which, what was that about? Could someone explain? What was he doing? Just killing people for the fuck of it?
Exercise, yeah. Jumping jacks. It was early in the morning.
We did the push-ups, I guess. You kill people with broadswords all day.
Apparently, this monster was supposed to play for the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Hafþór Björnsson.
And also, when I posted the picture on Facebook, people were telling me that it was Facebook's algorithm saying, do you want to tag Punchy in this?
Why?
Michael Falcone. I swear to God, it's not a joke.
I know. It said it on mine,
his face,
too.
His face looks like Punchy's face. He does have Pete. Looks like Punchy.
I guess. But
stupid hipster beard.
He really does.
An acceptable 400-pound Punchy.
Yeah. But, well, Punchy was 400 pounds, just not the height.
Right.
Not 6'9".
Right.
6'9", 419.
There you go.
Oh, get it, because he's fat.
Jesus.
So humongous, humongous man. I think that I could take him, but that's me. I would like outwit him or something.
I could take him.
Game of chance or something.
Well, Tyrion thinks he can take him, so why can't you?
Well, because what's his face? Bisexual beard is going to fight him.
Oberyn.
There you go. Bisexual beard. That's what I know. That's how I know him.
I call him the Dornish Dong.
Yeah, there you go. Dornish Dong. I like that too. The and Dong also, fucking Khaleesi's a slut now. What's up with that?
You know what I'm
doing? Oh, you broke into my bedroom? Fuck me.
Okay.
I like how she got a little slutty dressed. Like the next morning, she's already wearing clothes where she's half hanging out of them.
She suddenly was just, turns into what's her name? Old woman from the Graduate. Would you like me to seduce you,
Mrs. Robinson?
Yeah. Well, younger, but still.
A whole lot younger.
I'm done with all these throwaway scenes of Daenerys. Seriously, they insert them just so she can say something quasi fucking inspirational. Fuck you and your slave freeing bullshit.
And they keep making her hair lighter and her eyebrows darker. Nobody else?
Yes. I noticed it. It's fucking bothering the shit out of me.
Why? No, it looks
good.
Why
do you notice things like that?
Because they stand out on her face like...
Because she's got giant, bushy Brezhnev eyebrows.
You guys are gays.
Silky blonde hair.
Yeah, well, you know, be nice when you let her down.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
Exactly.
You guys would punch your wives right in their stupid faces.
Yeah, I get it. Hipster.
Shut up.
Oh, would you think you got a shot? Whatever.
No, I mean, I do, but I'm saying you don't.
Right, okay, good point.
I have a shot.
No, you don't.
Of course I do.
No, you don't.
Look at me.
You really don't.
Look at me.
You don't. Oh, I'm looking at you, and I'm saying you don't.
Of course I do.
You do not. You're not a dragon.
And what's with this moratorium on having more than one redhead in an episode all of a sudden?
Well, the redheads are hot.
Are you
complaining?
One super hot redhead per episode now. It's
getting
stupid.
They only show one at a time.
Why are we complaining about?
No, they're saying they should show more redheads.
Yeah, there should be more of the hot girls instead of just
one.
Like Sansa.
I don't listen to what he's talking about.
Or whatever.
You think Sansa?
Yeah, she's fantastic. No. She get it right in her butt.
She's better looking than the Fire Lady.
Yeah, I thought Sean was Team Arya.
I am Team Arya.
You don't think Fire Lady's hot?
Not for sexual reasons.
Her nipples are too small.
They are very tiny.
Better small than large.
Agreed.
Fair enough, but I'm just saying they're really tiny. Like, it's disturbingly tiny.
I don't know.
Disturbingly tiny.
I don't think so.
Agree with that.
Have there been anyone with fake breasts on the show? Because that's something I haven't noticed.
No, I don't think so. I haven't seen any.
That's good. It's good. I'm glad they're keeping that up. No fake boobs.
Yeah, continuity is important.
If they had women with fake breasts at that time, it'd be kind of silly.
Well, what time? You keep saying it's way back in the day, but it's not back in the day. It's in a mythical place.
They didn't have any kind of plastic surgeons at whatever back in the
day. How do you know? Were you there? You weren't there. They had a bank, an iron one. That they didn't go to this episode. Now I'm bummed because I used to hate it. Now I love it. Now I look forward to the Iron Bank segments. They sold me.
But there was a mention of Lannisters always paying their debts.
Sean, I have to say I hate you because I spent the entire week walking around yelling at everybody.
I am status Brad.
Baratheon pays his debts. I would just say that randomly for no reason.
You're welcome.
Every time I hear Stannis Baratheon, I just hear that and then I start laughing.
Stupid bank.
Yeah, god damn it. My friend was like, oh, did you see Stannis? And then I just heard Stannis Baratheon. I was like, I can't talk to you about this. I need to go away now.
God damn it, that was funny. So Arya is back to her killing ways.
Oh, she's fantastic.
I'm gonna think twice about that.
She's so awesome.
Dude, I'm sorry. Wait, the guy? She was like, I can't kill him because he's not on my list because I don't know his name. And then she asks him his name and he gives it to her. I would be like, no.
And she's like, what? Thank you.
Well, to be fair, the Hound asked for his name, so he's going to give his name to the Hound.
Oh, he totally instigated her.
Right.
Maybe he was testing her to see whether she was full of shit or whether she is ready.
Oh, no, she's ready.
She's already killed somebody. She's ready for what? She's killed plenty of people.
She's ready for everything. She's ready. She's ready to become a killer, and I love it.
Yeah. Oh, you think she's ready for you, but anyway.
She's ready for me.
No.
It was pretty clear she's ready.
See? Even Ariel's on board. She's going to
go to somewhere.
I want there to be a scene where Arya is sitting on a commercial flight, and she's writing down names in a red Sharpie, crossing them off.
I don't think that's going to happen.
And then she lands in Tokyo and goes to Okinawa.
Why?
And has somebody build her a sword.
You haven't seen... You don't watch movies?
No. No, I don't watch movies.
What are he movies? Only watches Game of Thrones.
Movies. Those are the things where the guys play with each other's penises, right?
The ones you watch.
The good ones.
I watch those.
Also, no screaming castle sex, which I didn't like either this episode.
No, but you got a nice full screen of what's his name's ass.
Oh yeah, all the girls love seeing his abs and little V when he took it off for fucking what's her face.
Most certainly did.
He's better than me.
What's literally?
What's his name? The guy that turned out Khaleesi?
Oh, I don't know. He used to be blonde though. I know that, and a different actor.
The actor or the person?
No, no, I don't give a shit about the actor. The guy, her champion. What's his name?
Daryon Harris.
Uh huh.
Yeah, so she sends him somewhere, and then she gets talked out of it, and then he doesn't go anywhere. Somebody break that conversation down, because I honestly almost fell asleep, because I'm seriously done with any scene with her in it. I'm not interested.
I think
it's kind of like when somebody says, I came here to fucking chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum. Like, it's one of those. That's basically what he said to her.
Roddy Piper?
I don't know.
I think he was like, don't kill the slavers of the other city, like the masters.
Who? Wait, no, the one guy wanted Jorah, to go.
Wasn't he like in there like, yo, don't kill the masters of the other city because
that's
like what you did here and it's not working.
That's when I tuned out, when they had this entire conversation just for the sake of her saying something inspirational in the end about how she's on this quest to end all slavery. You.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good use of your dragons. Good use of your dragons, idiot.
What about that army of ice zombies?
Yeah, how about you worry about that for a little while?
Sounds like dragons would be good against ice zombies.
Ice zombies, exactly, because it's, you know, perfect thing to fight ice zombies.
Because it's ice.
I'm going to go
against dragons.
I'm going to go against.
They can't even reach the dragons.
The zombies are made of ice.
I'm going to go against what you guys are all saying, because that speech basically says, stop killing the only intelligent people in the city that you plunder and leaving the retarded slaves that have no training outside of being slaves, because you're never going to get anywhere. Because if I had been killed, you would never have had me. And I'm the only person that's helping you strategize any of this shit.
What show are you watching? I just saw Daryon Harris's butt.
The Blacklist.
Ah, it's a good show.
It really is.
It's not bad.
It is a good show.
Spader's out of control.
But that's essentially what he was saying. He's like, stop killing the people. Like, I was one of those masters, and thank God I wasn't killed or you wouldn't have me. So stop doing it to other people that, like, give them a choice. She's just assuming that everyone that owns slaves is an evil person. And they're basically saying, give them a fucking choice to live or die.
So
yeah.
We've got Maria on record saying that not every person that owns slaves is a bad person.
A lot of the founding fathers owned slaves.
No, all right.
I'm just saying they did.
Yeah, I'm sold.
These are facts, guys.
I'm sold.
They did.
And no, you don't have to sell me. I said, where do I sign?
You don't have to sign anywhere, John. It's fine.
Good, because I'm missing a couple of my fingers.
No, you're not. No, we're not. The Iron Bank is closed today.
Is it Sunday?
No, he's probably still
waiting.
It's
a holiday.
He's probably still waiting.
What Iron Bank holiday is today?
I don't know. Something about a dragon or some baby or some bullshit. A baby dragon.
Baby dragons.
Golden Highborn Name Day.
To bring your dragon to work.
That sounds racist.
Put that wolf away before I put him in the stew. Shut up. No, you're not putting him in the stew, asshole.
I hate that guy so much.
Seriously, he doesn't even look like he belongs here. He looks like he belongs like working at a Home Depot. Like, he doesn't look medieval or you know what I'm saying? He doesn't look anything. He looks like he should say, hi, my name is Phil.
CMB.
Yeah. Like, he's not. I would be like, no, shut up. What are you going to do? Shut up. No. No one cares, because they'll just. What happened with the other old guy? Be like, leave him alone. Who gives a shit?
He looks like an old drunk Irish fisherman.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to know if I join the Knights Guard that there's work for me, because there's a building department. I like that.
There are the builders, yeah.
Yeah, but don't freeze the tunnel.
Now, the stewards, they're Patrick Stewart impersonators, right? Because that's good. I like that.
You're saying that we should freeze the tunnel, the only tunnel we have, the mere existence of all of us. Bill, do you agree with that? Bill owns a tunnel. Well, I don't think that's a good idea.
If you put it that way, I'm not going to say yes.
I meant the other tunnel.
But how many how many times does Jon Snow have to be right before they start listening to the kid?
When the wildlings attack them.
Yeah, well, Jon Snow's not in charge of the tunnel. Hey, Bill, you think that we should freeze up that tunnel?
What?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Look, this city council meeting is riveting and all, but...
Oh, you're right. That's another thing. Fucking, they replaced the Iron Bank with a goddamn city council meeting. That was terrible. Another terrible thing.
Like, Royce doesn't like metaphors.
I don't like meetings.
They are pointless.
Status Baratheon.
I got it. Guys, got it. What if we freeze the tunnel?
What? That's crazy talk.
Bill, I don't... Let's send it over to Bill. What's the answer?
Nope. Sounds like a lot of work, and I'm going to drink a beer. So, no.
Too many approvals. You need to get approval.
You got to get a permit. It's just not worth it, guys.
You know, guys, Bill has tenure. I know he's a lazy motherfucker, but I can't fire him.
That's the problem when you have government employees watching the wall. They're not going to fucking try. There's your issue.
It's
Most
true.
Of them are.
You know what they do a lot? They're Teamsters. That's
yeah,
what they
exactly. They're like the fucking the union in the wire working the fucking docks. So, all right, not my job.
Well, they're all a bunch of rapists as well.
Prove it.
Same thing, really.
Raper, thief, killer,
guy
raper,
raped a thief.
Raper, thief, raper.
And then
murdering
a
raper, thief.
Then a guy who steals other people's rapes. When you're about to rape him, he jumps right in front and goes, ah, I got him!
A raping rape thief.
Plumber.
Murdering rape thief. That's the worst kind.
Well, I mean, originally it was called the Night's Watch Me Poop, but then they cut it to just the Night's Watch.
Oh, you did a murder, death, kill?
Yeah, not bad.
It was a little wordy.
You're wordy. Fucking nailed him.
Got him.
And Brienne and Podrick are wandering around the woods.
I love the Brienne and Podrick adventures.
Oh, they're great.
Podrick's fantastic.
They're like two comic reliefs at this point. They don't do anything. They just say stupid shit on screen.
They just stand there and react to somebody talking about pie. It's great.
Yeah, Fat Boy and his pie was great.
No, it wasn't. Well, he made that wolf, and that was pretty nifty.
That was a wolf?
And then he told him that Arya's alive.
Yes. That's why it was a wolf, because it was a gift for Arya.
Thank God that security guard had all that information. I hope it pays off later. Like, it felt like a scene from Wayne's World, you know? When Chris Farley gives all... That's what it felt like. Like, wow, he had a lot of information. That helps out so much.
I like how Podrick knows things, but he's still dumb. And it's like he knows what he's supposed to know, and they made sure that Tyrion made sure that he, you know, educated himself on the right shit to educate himself on, because it would give him a better chance at, like, you know, not dying.
And also to help the heroes get where they need to go.
And by the way, am I the one that's annoyed the way Tyrion says dude?
Dude.
He's dude.
I did not
dude. Dude. He said it again this episode. Dude. And I was like, stop saying dude. Bothering me.
I don't know.
What about his quest for his champion?
What about his quest for his champion? It's over. It's fantastic.
It was the worst quest ever. He asked one dude. The dude said no, but then another dude came in.
I mean, I figured Bronn would say no. Why would you do that again? I mean... You know, some douchebag in the Vale. Yeah, I'll fight that guy. I'm at King's Landing. This is where everybody, all the best knights in the fucking country are. Why am I going to fight this guy for Midget McGee over here? That's his name, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tyrion.
Man, he sure is lucky that people have vendettas against other people that hate him.
He really did luck
out. That's true.
I don't like you, but I don't like the guy who's trying to kill you more. So I'm going to fight for you.
Yeah.
Ah, this will work out well
for
everyone.
And then they're going to have their own spinoff, and it's going to be a wacky comedy duo.
I don't think that's how this
works. One guy likes to fuck girls. One guy likes to fuck whores. One guy kind of likes to fuck boys, too. And sometimes to kill people.
She's good.
Song.
It's too bad nobody could see Marie dancing to this as I...
I could see her dancing.
But nobody can see it. She's doing this pop pipe dance, waving her arms around. It's hysterical.
What's the first episode? What's the first episode?
The first episode is they kill the mountain and they go off on horseback. Well, one's on a pony because he's adorable and small. And they ride off to the next great land where there's lots and lots of whores, and they go to a whore bath, but then they bump into somebody that they knew from their past, and they're all like, whoops, gotta put my dick away.
Sounds
right. And then like five people die.
I like the whore bath concept.
Yeah. I like Whore City also. It's great.
Do they have to share a flat and one of them is really neat and the other one's really messy?
Oh, of course.
It's a whore flat.
It's a flat whore.
Tyrion's going to be the OCD one. And then what's his face?
Oberyn.
Oberyn is going to be the messy one.
And Oberyn's just like, in Dorne, we don't do it this way.
I'm going to fuck five guys and three girls now.
And then,
whoa!
And then Tyrion's responsible for paying the rent all the time because he always pays his tips. And Oberyn's always late on his side of the rent. And Tyrion's like, Oberyn!
Lannisters always pay their rent.
And then he's like, do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
You cannot do it.
Can somebody please pull that clip for me anytime he says do it? Because I'd love to hear some do it. I bet you it's on YouTube the way he says do it. I bet you. I'm going to look. I'm going to look.
For 10 hours.
10-hour loop.
Game of Thrones.
With like Sailor Moon background music.
Whatever, just the big. Did you have the beginning of the speech? Because that. Hold on, because
and then
he says it.
And then the opening episode is basically just the Odd Couple. Do 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 do.
But it's the orchestra from Game of Thrones, so it's like
do 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 do.
Team Floppy Wieners.
Indeed.
Completely out of the blue. Royce, did you see the article I posted about the Game of Thrones Law and Order?
Yeah, I know. I'm fucking stealing our goddamn bit.
Your bit.
Fuck that horseshit, bro. I'm sick of that. That was ours first, and they fucking it's recorded.
Did you hashtag copyright it?
I did.
Of course.
Well, then we can sue them.
We always hashtag everything.
Can we sue them by combat?
Ooh. Trial by combat. Can I be the champion?
Trial by combat.
Who am I fighting?
Did you send yourself a certified letter with your idea in it and then keep it for safekeeping?
No.
That's how you get away
what
with...
What am I, 100?
That's how you get away with copyright shit, man.
Well, that seems stupid.
It is stupid, but it's a simple way.
Your simple way.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
See, I got him.
I'm so mean today.
I'll show you
how
mean.
Do you think this fight is going to turn out?
I think it's going to turn out badly.
Well, I think Oberyn's going to pants him and start servicing him until the mountain tips over, and then he's going to take care of him.
That's a better strategy than the one I had.
I kind of know what happened because we were over at Marie's house and Marie's mom's read the book and she accidentally said what happened. So I know what happened. So I'm not going to say
I know what happened.
Yeah, we all know what happened, but
we don't all know because not everyone read the book, shitbag. I love it. You fucking entitled douche.
We all know. We here on this call.
Not all of us. Do you know, Sean? Oh, yeah, I told him.
I don't know because I wasn't paying attention.
Marie doesn't know. See?
Marie doesn't, you know.
Pay attention.
Pay attention.
So wait, how does the story end? Is Marie an orphan now?
Yes.
Okay, that's unfortunate. She did it to herself, really, though.
Well, she did.
No, I didn't.
I didn't do it.
Wait, that little shit kid finally got slapped.
Yeah,
good. Robin, fuck him.
And his mom got fucking killed.
Oh, yeah, that did happen.
She fell out of the moon. The moon.
You don't have a door. How do you live without a moon door?
Somebody punch that
I didn't ruin it. Slap.
I didn't ruin it. Proceeds to ruin it.
First of all, stop crying because somebody kicked your snow castle. Seriously, you're an adult. Get over it.
She's not an adult.
She's more of an adult than the 15. Kid. He's a retarded kid.
Okay, at 15, I wouldn't have cried over a snow castle.
Yeah,
right.
But at 15, you aren't that hot.
Her family has been killed.
What a bitch.
Also, that little kid, he's going to die now. He has no breast milk to sustain life.
Oh, what is he going to do?
He can suck on Sansa's titties.
Sansa should stop being a selfish bitch and step in as the wet nurse.
Oh.
Clearly.
She would have to have been pregnant and been breast.
Yes, she can.
Yeah. I can handle it.
No. They're just going to douse her with water and then say, be a nurse.
No, but, oh.
You're thinking of a nurse shark.
No.
Yes, shark mode. Hashtag shark mode.
I'm just surprised retard boy didn't fall out of moon after his mom went down.
Hodor. Oh, you mean...
Yes, by the way, for any of you who are not following memes, I was made aware last week of the retarded husky called Moon, and so now I called the moon door the moon.
Hodor.
That's a retarded dog meme.
Oh, yeah. Just listen back to, was it Hippo Juice or Dutch and Royce last week, but somebody showed me there's... Huskies doing dumb things. It's called Moon.
I think that was a Dutch and Royce thing because we at Hippo Juice have a lot more class than that guy that runs that show on
Probably.
Tuesday night.
It's all the same people.
Yeah, but the guy that runs it on Tuesday night is a
Hammy?
It's a pretentious prick. We're not talking about Royce over my Hammy?
No.
Oh.
Why are there so many dumb Huskies? Look at them all.
Inbreeding.
You're welcome, Scrambler.
Oh, especially the name, the moon moon name. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, anywho, what do you mean you don't have a moon door? Because I live on the ground, you retard.
That does not sound safe.
Basically a response.
You live in the sky. You're the only sky castle. No one else has a moon door.
Well, they should get, you know, their shit together down there on the ground.
Was anyone else unimpressed when she goes, it's hundreds of feet to the ground?
Yeah, I was like, really? That's it?
It's
like,
more than enough to kill you.
No, I know, but it doesn't sound as intimidating.
She was like, have you ever seen what it's like to fall? I'm like, you're about to.
I kind of felt like it was dodgeball. Like, you know what $100,000 looks like? And it's like in a briefcase. It's like just two little stacks. It's not impressive at all.
Did she really have no idea that she couldn't fall through the moon door herself?
She's not very smart. Did you see her teeth?
Did you see her face or anything? Like,
did you hear her crying about Peter Baelish?
Who cares?
She was excited that she was the first lady of Baltimore. And she really wanted to throw a mixer for all the other first ladies of shitty towns.
Tom Carcetti for King of Westeros.
Correct.
I'm for it, I'm telling you.
This message is brought to you by the Tom Carcetti Foundation.
Is he the only guy that wears, like, form-fitting dresses?
He's fantastic. He looks dapper. He's a pimp, bro. He's an old-school pimp. It's fantastic. No other way to put it around. I mean, he's an OG pimp.
So what's he expecting? Fucking what's his face to die, and then him to marry Sansa.
He's gonna start banging Sansa,
and then he becomes what?
Well, he's the Lord of the Vale.
You're the Lord of the Vale.
Well, I wish I was the Lord of the Vale. Then I could start banging Sansa.
Stop.
What?
Still kind of weird.
She's hot.
How old is she?
Old enough?
No.
She's 6 foot tall. It doesn't matter how old she is.
Exactly. See?
Oh, that'll work in court.
At least he went up an age from Arya. It's an improvement, if you ask me.
Really?
Well, no.
I didn't think so. Wait, why are we echoing? Why?
Yeah. It was just for a second, guys. Calm down.
Yeah.
Stupid Skype.
Stupid Dutch.
Stupid Stannis Baratheon.
Stupid Dutch.
So one of the... Okay, I guess we can just jump on it. The last leg
this
that
dick,
I...
Stick?
Apparently, George R.R.R.R.R. Martin... You know what he uses to type up his scripts?
Penises.
Oh, he looks like he uses bacon.
A typewriter?
He uses DOS. Do you know why he uses DOS?
Why?
So he can see DOS run?
Because he's running like Windows 3.1 or something like that?
No, actual DOS.
Why?
DOS editor. Because he doesn't like modern technology for autocorrect.
Just turn autocorrect off, stupid.
Yeah, you could turn it off and then still use Microsoft Word's other great features.
He doesn't know how.
Or just start adding shitty words to the dictionary and eventually it'll know your Game of Thrones lingo.
But there's so many...
I wonder what the names get autocorrected to.
You could just turn it off! No, wait a second. I'm not getting away with this bullshit. Turn it off and that's it. I'm really worried that this guy who's doing this is a crazy person. It's going to end like Lost. Just terrible.
It was all a dream.
Her age is 15 or 16 in this season. You fucking weirdo.
A different solution. Use normal fucking names.
Yeah, but in real life, the actress is not 16.
Okay, how old is she?
I don't know. 19 or 20, probably.
She's Arya Stark in real life.
Not
is
that one.
Is 17.
Not Arya.
The other girl is 18.
Okay.
So. Sansa's 18?
In real life. She was born in 96.
Sign me up, bro.
Game on.
Wow, yeah, she's pretty fucking hot. In this picture, I mean, dressed outside of a...
Yup.
Wow.
Wait, which one? Arya or Sansa?
Sansa. Oof.
Yeah, Sansa's really hot.
See? So I am justified.
Sophie Turner. She has a cute... She has a sexy name, too. Sophie's a cute name.
You don't think she's a little white-faced?
Who gives a shit? Look at her.
I do.
It's more well, Arya to come on. Care, look dude. At your moonhead ass. And you're talking about she has a wide face.
White. Look at that picture, Royce. She's got a mesh dress and some red pumps on. Look at that.
Well, I can't see it because it went to Skype, and I'm not on Skype. Marie's on Skype.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
I'll send it to you.
Keep sending sexy pictures to Marie.
Yes, please. Keep sending sexy pictures to Marie.
I will take this.
There.
I will send small nippled fire lady pictures to Marie.
Yeah. You know what? She looks better not as a redhead.
She does. And without the smoke dragon, without the lost monster coming out of her vagina, she looks way better.
That scene was creepy.
What's wrong with monsters coming out of your vagina?
Well, not that. No, that scene was like, all right. No, I mean, when she was in the bath and she's like talking to the wife, that wife is creepy.
Yeah.
Look into the fire. Like, what? No, this is weird. I don't like this.
Oh, yeah. So we're all on agreement.
Can you put a shirt on?
Are we all in agreement that they're going to kill off the little girl?
Who?
Yeah, they're going to kill that little girl.
Oh, they're gonna kill
of course they're
going to
kill that little girl.
They're going to try. Maybe Stannis will finally kill his wife.
So sad.
Who's going to kill him? You're not saying it right.
Lysandra is going to sacrifice Stannis.
Stannis Baratheon. That's Maybe he'll finally kill his wife and save the daughter. Or the No Fingers. Davos, No Fingers. Maybe he'll save her.
Yeah.
No, Davos is the program that he uses to write the thing on, wasn't it?
No, that's
Doss.
Oh,
wait, no, that's Doss. My bad.
No, you just auto-corrected it.
Oh, you're right. They got auto-corrected that.
Doss, did you mean Doss?
See, if his name was Dave, then George R.R.R. Martin wouldn't have this problem.
R.R.
It has to be Davos. Sansa.
You missed a few R's, didn't you? And George R.R.R. Martin, he looks like a gayer Bruce Valanche. I said that on the Nerd Hour, but it's true.
He really is.
A flamboyantly overweight man.
Nothing? Old man who sits cooped up in his apartment and writes about dragons.
Conan Stevens used to play The Mountain. Season 1 and 2, with the actor who used to play The Mountain was Conan Stevens. Another big boy.
I feel like the old actor was way scarier.
Really? Because this one seems pretty fucking scary.
No, I mean, like, they were both scary, but the other one, he chopped the head off the horse.
Yeah,
and whoa.
This guy stabs someone and then picks the sword up and the person with one hand.
That's true.
They're both pretty horrifying.
Pretty fucked up.
I wouldn't want to face either one of them in a fight.
I could beat the guy.
Conan Stevens looks like he has a Hulk face. He can seriously fuck you up. This guy is kind of meh.
I bet the Mountain really enjoys birds, though.
Fucking birds.
Watching book?
Enjoys hours of quiet meditation.
Maybe that's his weakness.
Birds?
Yeah, Oberyn just release a flock of doves.
He just he's really obsessed with bird calls, and if you go to his house, there's just a bunch of like canaries and
lesbian seagulls.
And yeah, all sorts of birds. He's probably just a really private man and just probably whittles too. I bet he likes to whittle.
Why?
He's just overly aggressive to cover up his sensitive side.
Oh, totally. He's a big old softy underneath that hard skin.
Underneath that hard dick.
Yep. Inside of the Mountain, there's a black cave of sadness, and he just wants to fill it with love. Won't somebody love him?
He drinks wine, eats cheese, and writes haikus. A true poet.
Also, like how you find out that that the Mountain was how the Mountain actually burned what's-his-face and how the parents covered it up.
The Hound? Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
He's just playing with his toy.
I know.
No.
And why did Arya think that fire wouldn't scare the Hound? He's half a burn victim.
I have to burn it.
Well, she was doing the right thing. She was going to cauterize it so it wouldn't get infected.
And if it was on his Bernie side, I guess it'd be okay because he's already scarred up over there and he probably wouldn't feel it. But it was on his non-Bernie side. That was his like good side.
Oh yeah, but there's a huge gaping wound that no one's going to notice that.
It was big. That guy, he took a vicious bite out of him, didn't he?
Yep. Bit the dog shit out of that. But, I don't know. Now, what's going to happen with that? Where, as far as the Hound trying to bring Arya, he was going to bring Arya to Lady Arryn, who is now on the side of the Mountain somewhere. And what's going to go down with that? Like, you know, Peter's trying to fuck Sansa, and I'm kind of upset that he's moving in on my chick like that.
Yeah, Baelish is going to buy another Stark girl.
So is he going to, you know, take her back or?
Well, yeah, because it'll make Sansa happy.
I guess. And then maybe she'll put out.
Yeah, he's looking for a return on that investment, you know?
Yeah, the investment. Mm-hmm. Like I make a deposit in that investment.
Stop it.
What?
That stop.
I'm investing in the future.
No, you're investing cum is what you're doing.
In the future.
Idiot.
Into the future of little red-handed children.
What?
And also you find out that he raped and murdered what's-his-face just with how he raped and murdered them after killing them and all that bullshit. The Mountain. What was this?
Oberyn's sister.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That was bad.
So what's going to happen first? Is the Hound going to die before Brienne finds Arya?
Probably.
I feel like the Hound getting injured on his neck is probably not good.
By zombie man.
I'm a little concerned for his health. He's already not a well-off
man. He's not in good.
Yeah.
Well, he's beginning to be likable, which is sign number one. He's dying soon.
Oh, yeah.
And he's with a Stark.
Yes. I'm sorry. That's sign number one is dying soon. Good point.
Oh, I'm helping the Starks? I'm probably going to die.
Yeah, I didn't figure that one out.
Also, no, in this episode, there were no nods to the Theon and Ramsay Bolton.
Michael Bolton?
No. The bastard of Bolton, Ramsay.
Oh, yeah.
None of that.
Yeah. They skipped that whole storyline, which, speaking of that, did we discuss last week at all that Lily Allen was originally supposed to make a cameo in Game of Thrones and she turned it down?
Oh, yeah, because you told me about
that. Involved having an incest scene with Theon.
And well, that's also her actual brother.
Yes, he's her actual brother, and she was going to play his sister on the show. And she said no. Shocker.
Can't blame her.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really blame her. That would be kind of weird, wouldn't it?
Because that wouldn't have backfired at all.
Backfire.
I'm just excited for the hot wilding redhead to come back next week.
Is she finally coming back? Because I missed her.
She was in the scenes wielding a sword.
Yay. Mm.
I never missed her. She annoyed me.
But
she's so hot, though.
No, she's got a nice ass.
In real life, but in that life, she's matted and smelly and blech.
Probably doesn't douche very often. I don't want to make any deposits in that bank.
I want to make 17.
You want to make a deposit in the Iron Skank?
Yes. Is that an option?
The Iron Skank would be a great name for a brothel in Game of Thrones.
Like a wacky brothel. You walk in, Star Wars cantina music goes on.
Why?
Cantina music.
Oh.
I just want to watch Tyrion. Can I just watch Tyrion? Why do they have to flash to anybody else?
56 minutes of Tyrion. That's all I want.
I just want to figure out how he can.
Dude!
I just want to know how he can maneuver his way out of death for another time.
That's going to be.
That's because he can do it.
Do it. He's going to do it.
He got a little midget boner when Oberyn said he was going to be his champion, too.
I did, too.
Oh, he teared up almost a little.
I was so happy. I was excited.
His lower lip quivered.
I was jumping around.
How have we not talked about that story? Cersei pinching his little pink.
That was fucked up.
Yeah. Is there anybody who didn't just grab their groin just went,
No.
Just a bad image.
No.
The whole family's a bunch of dicks.
I like that whole speech that Oberyn was giving there. I think I've come to the right place for justice.
Yes.
And for some reason, I'm from Spain.
I'm the Dong of Dorne.
So he's pretty much Diego Montoya, right?
No, he's Vega from Street Fighter without the mask.
You killed my father. Prepare to die. Quit saying that.
Oh my God, I hope he says that next week.
I have some boys.
When he fights the mountain. You killed my sister.
Prepare to die.
That'd be amazing.
He even has the same kind of accent.
I have some boys on retainer. What?
Shut. We're not just what you do in your free time.
I hope Tyrion when he first walked it. Sorry, go ahead.
I hope he finds the man with six fingers.
What?
It's probably the mountain.
Ready? No, we killed the six finger man two episodes ago.
I miss Joffrey.
No, you don't.
Said no one ever.
I don't know. He had his bright side things.
The purest.
The way he used to beat hookers with.
The purest child.
The purest child the gods have ever put on this green earth. Purest heart.
I bet Cersei misses Joffrey.
I don't care what Cersei misses.
Me neither.
Now, does Cersei really miss Joffrey, or does she just lie and spend her every waking moment thinking of how to dispose of Tyrion? She forgot Joffrey 3 seconds later.
She really,
it's probably just about to...
really hates Tyrion.
Really despises Tyrion. I mean,
she has held on to that grudge for a while.
That was one of my favorite parts also of that speech was when, Oberyn was like, yeah, we did meet a long time ago. And you were, like, the biggest disappointment because they were, the monster of Castle Rock. And
he was so excited.
His head was a little big. Totally disappointed in what he saw. It's kind of like when women see my penis. Oh, I thought it would be bigger than that.
Sorry. I'll turn my phone off.
They both went off at the same time.
Does anybody wonder how trial by combat actually work?
Well, there's a
probably
fight.
Not one.
You gotta fight.
There's a fight.
Yeah,
they have to and thumb wrestle.
Whoever dies loses.
So according to this article, which is in the prep I send, in a trial by combat, all courtroom proceedings that happen before the battle are negated. So forget all that bullshit they talked about.
So you could, like, noble fighting, you could throw sand in someone's eyes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome.
Since Tyrion knew he would be found guilty after all witnesses have been called, he demanded a trial by combat since he knew it would be his only chance of being found innocent. Everybody has the right to request trial by combat, and the way that it works as follows. The prosecution selects a champion to fight on their behalf, while a defendant, in most cases, will fight himself. However, he can choose a champion, but that champion must volunteer. He can't just pick anybody, which is why he's kind of, to your point, you know, he's kind of lucky that there are a lot of people that hate the Lannisters.
Right. Like the Dawn like of Dorne.
Basically.
So why did he let Shay finish? Why didn't he just yell out, trial by combat, and shut her mouth up instead of doing his long speech?
Because he needed to make a point, and we needed to hear that speech, and Peter Dinklage wants another Emmy.
He deserves one.
Yeah.
He deserves
a smaller one, though. They shouldn't give him a full-size one. That's
hey!
Great. He should get all the Emmys he deserves.
They should give him an oversized one. Here.
Yeah, the one, the life-size one. Peter Dinklage-sized gold statue.
And it should be a sculpture of him.
If anyone deserves an Emmy for that show, it's the guy who plays Tyrion.
It's all the it's all the people that do the background rape scenes, because they are the heart and soul of that show.
Not a lot of background rape as of late. I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah, I know. I'm not getting proper.
No, but we got
erections.
Foreground titties. I will choose foreground titties over background rape any day.
Yeah, that's you.
Hey, both. Both would be nice.
What happened to Jon Snow's whore that he rescued? Shouldn't she be, like, following him around, taking care of him now?
Wait, the ones that they let go?
What? Right. What?
But the one that literally saved his life, and then he saved her life. She
She left.
Yeah, they stayed. They stayed out in the woods,
I mean,
I think.
I just think she should be repaying the favor. He did save her life.
Sexually.
How else would she do it? She's a whore. She knows nothing else.
Maybe
she probably suggested to freeze the tunnel.
That was aggressive.
We're not freezing the tunnel.
I think we should freeze the tunnel.
Maybe we should just ask Bill again. Hey, Bill, you want to freeze that tunnel up now?
You're going to need to fill out the yellow form, the red form, and apply for 3 permits with a city engineer's office.
I'm not doing any of that. That sounds like it costs money.
We should just freeze the tunnel. Can we just freeze the tunnel?
No,
we should just freeze the tunnel.
No.
I'm just going to freeze the tunnel.
Don't do it.
I'm going to.
Don't do it.
They have giants.
Yeah, they have giants. We need to freeze the tunnel. I think it'll work. I think we should just freeze
it's
the
like
tunnel.
They're 4-inch thick steel rods.
Yeah, cold rolled steel. He got a little descriptive with the way they formed those steel rods, but...
I don't care. I don't care how the steel is formed. We should just freeze the tunnel.
But you should, because that's the quality of steel is how it's formed.
It's not going to stop a giant.
You're right.
Ice
will stop a giant.
Forged,
let's
not
freeze the tunnel.
I am a giant, and it wouldn't stop me.
I think we should freeze the tunnel.
No.
Freeze the tunnel?
Not a good idea.
Here's the thing.
Blow
if
it up?
Freeze the tunnel. What do you do about not having a tunnel? You have
Can't
to. Can
we climb over?
You have to have a tunnel.
Well,
we could dig a new tunnel.
Exactly.
You can make it. It's made of snow.
What if they just hide the tunnel entrance with some trees or a bush or something?
Put a sign, not a tunnel.
There you go.
That sounds
Paint
really primitive.
Tunnel by the Roadrunner.
Yeah, keep the Roadrunner next to it. When they try to go, he's just going to move the tunnel 2 feet to the right.
That's a good plan.
Or do like they did in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. You pick up the road. You tear the road. And you move it over to the side and put it into the wall, and then they'll just walk headfirst into the wall and all get knocked unconscious.
Almost what I just said, but it's okay.
I know.
It's like the same joke, but, like, you know, dumber. Speaking of idiots,
the show.
No Hodor, and I'm very upset about No Hodor. That's
Hodor?
Like
Hodor.
2 weeks in a row now where there's just not enough Hodor.
Hodor?
Hodor. Yeah. When you have Hodor, you have to have Bran. So it's a win-lose.
And Bran's fantastic. What are you talking about?
Oh, he's so crippled all the time.
Yeah, but he can take over, like, birds and Hodors.
The mountain likes birds.
And Hodors.
Yeah, maybe Bran will help Tyrion. Bran should be Tyrion's champion.
Shut up, whore.
Bran could get inside the mountain and make him kill himself.
Yeah.
There's an idea.
He's just a big, dumb brute.
Mm-hmm.
He does seem pretty dumb.
Hodor. Like Tookers.
I mean, I don't think he's as dumb as Hodor, but...
Hodor.
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 Hodor. Hodor.
Is Hodor the most fun word you could say?
Hodor.
It's also difficult to say.
Hodor.
If you say it three times fast, it's hard.
Hodor.
See? It's not easy. Ariel, try it.
Oh, God. Wait. Hodor. No, it's terrible. It's the worst thing. You can't do it.
I don't know how he did it when he was supposed to be upset, that actor. He must have been practicing forever.
What do you think his audition was like? Please read this line of the script.
Hodor.
Sally sells seashells down by the seashore. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Penis peppers. Pickled penises.
If you could act a little more retarded when you do it, that'd be great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now try really distressed, like your life depends on it.
Hodor.
Mm-hmm.
Now pull out your penis and say Hodor. Stupid Hodor.
Helicopter dick Hodor.
I don't think that's in the script.
It's ad living, bro. That's how you do it. So
three episodes left, and we're
definitely trial. No.
Yes.
It'll never end. Don't ever let it end, ever.
Hodor. Any guesses as to where the story goes? Because apparently George R.R.R.R.R. Martin says he told me personally not to rely on books.
He told you personally? Can you tell him when's the next one coming out?
No, apparently even he doesn't know that.
He doesn't know.
Because he's writing it on DOS.
Hopefully before his diabetes takes over.
He has no internet.
That won't stop you from making an awesome story, so I just assume everyone's going to die. Everyone's going to die. A whole bunch of new characters show up.
Okay.
All next season, we're going to get new characters. Be like, who's this guy? I don't even know, but it's great.
You don't remember Ted?
Still no dragons.
Ted's been around like this whole time.
No, don't remember dragons. Ted in the background, like back in season one, episode three?
Yeah, he's totally there the whole time.
Bill and Ted's excellent
adventure.
Super
important plot point. We're going to show you on the previously on, so you remember.
You guys are...
By the way, going back to the episode, just the Melisandre scene... I kind of like that scene, as a matter of fact, because she took time to explain to Stannis' wife that all that smoke and mirror stuff is mostly bullshit.
Yeah, I really liked that. Like, that was cool. I just was like, this wife is creepy.
I did like that, too. She's like, look at all these potions. Bullshit, 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 bullshit. All these bottles just are illusions that make people do what I want them to do.
I'm amazing.
Look at me. Look at my tits.
I was looking
at
it.
My magic bottles. I'm super great.
My magic bottles, my magic nipples. They're small. My bottles are small. See a theme, baby people?
I fucked your husband.
Whoa.
I love how she's like, so what? I fucked your husband. It's just flesh. Calm down.
Yeah, guys get boners.
She was like, well, it happened. And then she just like lovingly places her hand on the wife like, it's okay. No big, right? Still hoes?
We're all working for the same team, sweetheart.
Right? The smoke monster that came out of my vagina.
I had sex with your husband for God. Are you going to question God?
You can't argue that.
You're not going to argue God.
We're going to have to kill your daughter, probably. Are you going to argue that?
God.
Look into the fire.
Because God.
Look into the fire.
You let me kill your daughter because fire, Jesus.
Fire, Jesus.
I think you made that point before, kind of like it's an obvious point that George Martin is writing the story filled with a lot of very strong female characters. But I'm almost beginning to think he's kind of tipping it a little too far that way.
You think he's going to kill off some bitches?
Really stupid men and women who just make him do whatever they want, which is okay. But man, except for Tywin.
Maybe he's just doing that because he also rapes a lot of women. So it's like a balance. It's like, hey, women are super smart, but also raped a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yay! Go Westeros.
Westeros. Oh, dear God. Poor George R.R. Martin.
What's the stupid red lady's name?
Melisandre.
Character's Melisandre.
What's his wife's name?
I thought I'd just call her that woman from a Celtic Tunes album.
I just call her Mrs. Stannis Baratheon.
Okay.
Or creepy lady.
I don't have any more articles.
There was no Marjorie this episode either.
No. Oh, Scrams. Kind of related and kind of not. I'm almost done with the two seasons of the other show she's in.
Marjorie?
I'm almost.
Elementary?
Yes. Oh. I still hate the show, but I love her.
Isn't she?
She's so good.
So fantastic.
You don't like Elementary?
No.
I think it's good.
No, I'm sorry. I'm a Sherlock fan. I don't care about Elementary.
Lucy Liu?
Not even her and Marjorie can make up for her dog shit that... Oh, boo-hoo. You know what? I don't want to get on a rant here, but if we were all in therapy, we would be so much better people. Shut the fuck up. enough.
But there's a mousetrap thing at the beginning of the show.
Fuck the mousetrap thing, too. They all better, you know, they all explore themselves and become better people. And he's a better detective because he no longer does drugs and he talks about his problems. Really?
I just...
Really? That's what they built the show around?
Lucy Liu just being a smoking hot 45-year-old.
I watched the show strictly for Lucy Liu. And only for Lucy Liu and Marjorie, whatever the actress's name is. I don't remember.
Moriarty.
Natalie Dormer.
Natalie Dormer, thank you.
I just got Moriarty.
Suck with names. All right. You guys have anything else you wanted to talk about? I've kind of run through what I wanted to.
Did we miss anything?
No, I don't think so.
Hold on. Let's rewatch the episode to make sure.
Oh, we did miss that Bronn is going to marry like three.
Some chick.
Yeah, I was going to say, we skipped through that conversation.
Down and then murder his way to the top.
That's a good strategy.
Will you be my champion? I have this new blue dress and I cannot do it. I'm sorry.
I can't fight the mountain.
I like you. You're a funny dude, but I like me. Mm-hmm. And I can't disagree with him.
And I'm about to get rich, so.
Yeah. I have a feeling he's not going to last very long.
Probably not.
There's going to be some sort of karmic thing that happens to him.
Probably.
And I don't know, honestly. I'm just guessing.
Sexual transmitted disease.
Let's see, probably.
Now, how does nobody in that show have a sex?
They probably all have syphilis. That's probably what was wrong with the Mad King.
With super straight teeth, by the way. I think we discussed that. Great dental program. I don't know. You ask me.
Good healthcare.
A bang up job. I do kind of miss him.
Miss Joffrey's healthcare plan.
Yes. All right, guys. Anything else? Are we gonna be pretty much done? I think we're done.
Well, if you said I'm done, then I'm done.
Do you want to? You want to take it a trial by combat? I can do it your way.
No, I would have just
Mortal Kombat.
I would have just taken Dad's advice.
That plays when they fight.
Na, 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 na. Hey! Na, na, na,
na. They do have a lot of kid touchers, so that song will definitely fit. Thank you for tuning in and downloading or listening to the replay, which is supposed to happen at 3 p.m. on Wednesday. Yes, Royce, I will try to have it ready before 3 p.m. Wednesday. I'll do my best, I swear. Plugs all around. Ariel?
Nerd Hour Ariel on Twitter and the Nerd Hour Saturday nights at midnight.
Scramzy.
Red Show 9 to 11 Wednesdays.
And Marie.
Follow me on Twitter, HJuice Marie, Dutch and Royce, Hippo Juice. Hippo Juice has Phil Lord this week, not like last week, because he had a movie to finish.
How dare he?
Aw, that asshole.
Royce,
another late movie.
Best buddy. The Lord. And follow Royce at Hippo Juice Film on Twitter and Sean, who's I don't think he ever visits Twitter, so I don't know what his fucking Twitter handle is, and no one gives a shit. I'm Western Echo. Check out other downloads of other shows on morelikeradio.com. Go to morelikeradio.com/downloads or morelikeradio.org. The GOT After Show URL on Facebook is facebook.com/GOT After Show. Check us out next week for the after show and after the next episode, and good night. I believe I can fly. Woo. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I fucked your husband.
Whoa.